Tales from the Jazz Age by F. Scott Fitzgerald. May Day, Chapter 11. In a bedroom of a small hotel just off 6th Avenue, Gordon Sterrett awoke with a pain in the back of his head and a sick throbbing in all his veins. He looked at the dusky gray shadows in the corners of the room and at a raw place on a large leather chair in the corner, where it had been long in use. He saw clothes, disheveled, rumpled clothes, on the floor, and he smelt stale cigarette smoke and stale liquor. The windows were tight shut. Outside, the bright sunlight had thrown a dust-filled beam across the sill, a beam broken by the head of the wide wooden bed in which he had slept. He lay very quiet, comatose, drugged, his eyes wide, his mind clicking wildly like an unoiled machine. It must have been 30 seconds after he perceived the sunbeam with the dust on it and the rip on the large leather chair that he had the sense of life close beside him, and it was another 30 seconds after that before he realized that he was irrevocably married to Jewel Hudson. He went out half an hour later and bought a revolver at a sporting goods store. Then he took a taxi to the room where he had been living on East 27th Street, and leaning across the table that held his drawing materials, fired a cartridge into his head just behind the temple. The end of Chapter 11, and the end of May Day, as originally published in Tales from the Jazz Age by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Read by Rick Kishner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.